the shortest half hour in radio. That one.
I sing songs of love, from your
hello, everybody, and thanks for coming. This is Fred Waring and lots of Pennsylvanians, wide awake. Our theme is music, and our music, the songs you've told us you love. Songs for entertainment, for the thrill of beauty, and for inspiration.
I
what's Friday for?
Friday is cleaning day.
Friday.
So early Friday morning.
Friday is cleaning day? Right.
Friday is the day for cleaning day. The day that dust and dirt can stay. We hope that we can help some way. Early Friday morning. Oh, early Friday morning.
A recitation. Friday, they say, is cleaning day. And I know what they mean. I get paid on Monday, and on Friday, I am clean.
Scat.
Another recitation. Today is cleaning day, so you'll like this thought, perhaps. Let's all buy another war bond and clean up on the jet.
Let's do.
Tote that broom. Swing that mop. A woman's work can never stop. Who said it to me? Turn on the dial and listen to Waring for a while.
We hope that we can help some way early Friday morning. So early Friday morning.
Club, the orchestra, and Gordon Goodman.
Up a beach, slogging through the mud, choking in the dust. The infantry's moving up, the infantry's moving in, the infantry's moving on and on and on. Yay, brothers, verily, yay, hallelujah, we're on our way. There's a good time coming when we all get home, but you can't get home by giving in. So take all you're taking and give all you got. There's a good time coming when we win.
There's a good time coming when we all get home. But you can't get home by giving in. So take all you're taking and give all you got. There's a good time coming when we win.
Step by step,
wading through the water,
foot by foot,
climbing up a beach,
yard by yard,
plodding through the mud,
mile by mile,
choking in the dust.
The infantry's moving up, the infantry's moving in,
the infantry's moving on and on and on.
Thank you, Gordon. Good morning, Ann. Ann Shaw, secretary for the day. What's on the books?
Well, we have a...
Didn't I make a mistake there? It seems to me I called Gordon Berger by the name of Gordon Goodman. I apologize. Gordon Berger was a soloist in that last number. Now, what's the news for the day here?
We have a GI memo about division patches.
Division patches? You mean those things they wear on their shoulders?
The things the soldiers wear on their shoulders, right.
Oh, you've got that one. I've had a little trouble with shoulders and shoulders, but you got it. Those colorful patches they wear on the shoulder. Well, tell us about them. Well,
nowadays, people who have GIs in the family are wearing them, too, especially
yeah.
the younger members.
Yeah? And imagine kids wanting to wear them, can't you?
I should say.
Lots of good colors in them.
Well, I think people would like to know more about them, don't you?
So do I. Let's tell us. Tell about them. Have you any information?
Well, I started boning up on it this morning when I found out I was going to be secretary.
Didn't I tell you yesterday you were going to be the secretary? You
no.
mean you boned this morning, Ann?
In the early hours of the morning.
Oh, isn't this the early hours of the morning? What did you learn about the patches? What's that one you have there?
Well, how would you describe it?
This particular one here?
That's right.
It's round. That means it's circular to me. It isn't like a ball. It's circular, flat, and it's black, and it has red stars.
Those red stars represent the constellation Orion, by the way.
Oh, is that the way they're arranged?
Mm-hmm.
What's that doohickey on top there?
Well, that may look like hieroglyphics, but it's really the initials N and Y.
N and Y meaning what?
Standing for New York.
I couldn't have guessed that in a million years. You mean that then is a New York division... And,
This is the patch of the 27th Infantry Division.
27th Infantry Division of New York, I see. Well, what do they call them?
They're known as the Gallivanters.
I bet I couldn't guess why.
We'll try.
They've been everywhere.
They've been everywhere in the last war and this. In this war, they've especially been in the Pacific.
Yeah?
They were at Saipan, Macon, and Okinawa.
Really?
And guess the reason the 27th chose the constellation Orion for its...
Well, I couldn't guess. Is it anything I could be able to guess?
Well, you ought to be able to. It's because it has to do with a pun.
Now, wait a minute. Don't... Orion.
Well, in the last war...
Yeah?
Commander of the division...
Was named Orion, right?
Yes, that's right.
Now, there is a fine kind of a pun.
I think we ought to repeat the...
Description? All right, let's describe this shoulder patch of the 27th Division.
Right.
Go ahead. It's...
It's a black circular patch.
With red stars in the form of the constellation Orion.
And
a doojigger.
Red doojigger.
On the top. Looks like a hieroglyphic, Chinese or something like, but it is
it's
the initial
really NY.
And it's for the Fighting Irish 27th Division. Should we honor them in some way?
Oh, I think we should.
Have we a Fighting Irishman to sing?
Well, how about Gordon Goodman?
Gordon O. Goodman? Gordon O. Goodman, front and center. Sing Rose of Tralee. Rose of Tralee for the Fighting 27th.
Was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love through the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful was lovely and fair as the rose
Happy birthday to Station WOPI of Bristol, Tennessee, Sweet 16. Happy birthday, boys. Mr. Wilson, I hear you've already been kissed by fire. Now that you're opening your new studio today, we won't talk about that fire anymore, will we, Faye Rogers? They had a fire, burned all their studios, I think, back in February, and they're opening the new ones today. So a happy birthday to WOPI of Bristol, Tennessee. Bill?
I've got an anniversary today, Fred.
You have?
16th anniversary.
You have it. Are you 16, Bill? Congratulations.
Thank you. No.
I'm so glad you got it. What is it? What's your 16th anniversary?
Oh, I just started 16 years ago in this business.
In radio?
Yes.
We'll talk about that Monday,
sure.
Shall we, Bill? Anything else?
Well, now,
what do you mean by this?
Well, he's sitting right up here. You better say
who
something
is he?
About
who
it.
Is he?
Otis Devine, program director, WSM, Nashville, Tennessee.
You mean he's in the audience?
There he is up there somewhere.
Is Nashville anywhere near Bristol? Suburb, probably, huh?
They sent their program
director. Oh, I see.
Here.
Well, right. Now we're going to have an arrangement played and conducted by Sergeant Stinky Davis, made an arrangement of Lover. We can't call a man Virgil over the air. It sounds silly. So he conducts his own arrangement of Lover. Start there, Virgil, and play your own clarinet solo.
Thank you.
Sergeant Davis. The Lost Chord. Gordon Goodman and the Glee Club sing The Lost Chord. This beautiful song of 1932 is titled Every Time My Heart Beats. We think it a wonderful song with a beautiful lyric. We play it especially today in salute of another of those lovely young Philadelphia girls who tomorrow will be married. She'll be married to her sailor, and we're very, very happy for Bunny Keller. Every time my heart beats. Like we're on an every time kick, because I think the name of your song is
Every Time.
That's right. Honey and the Bees are Daisy and Hal and Bob and Ray sing a new song called Every Time. That one was, 12 years old, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And this one is just a couple weeks old, right?
Right?
Every time, every doggone. Is that it?
There you go.
Every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every time. Every doggone time I try romance, I'm taking a chance on losing my mind. I'm gonna learn to be a hermit and live in a hermit's cave until I lose those blues my sweetie gave to me.
You ought to burn your bridges behind you.
I'm gonna hate all you men. You can look,
but we'll never find you behind the eight ball again.
Cause every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every doggone time.
Hey, Daisy, how many times have you been in love?
Well, along came Bill. I loved him very much, but then he gave me such an awful runaround. Then there was my Johnny, oh, Johnny, heavens above. But Johnny found someone else he could love. Then a life was sweet with a piccolo piece till he left me too.
Now what you gonna do?
I'll be a hermit, live in a cave, take those blues to my grave. I'm gonna leave town, all you men just won't be round ever again. Cause every time, every doggone time I fall in love, I get a shoving around every doggone time.
Honey and the Bees, now the Glee Club and the orchestra. Every time we say goodbye.
And give them strength to gain. We pray for triumph of thy right. Bring them the comfort of thy love, the guidance of thy heart.
Fred Waring, hoping you'll all be back with us Monday morning at the same time.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
I hear melody, I drink from the blood, drink from your tongue.